Welcome back to Thread Spinner Design Sessions with Luke and Molly. I'm one of those people.
I'm the other.
Hey, how's it going?
You know, it's been a long time since we recorded one of these, I feel like.
Yeah, it's, you know, we said back in the summer, like, well, we're just going to hit the ground running. We might crank out two or three design sessions a month because we're hyped about this. And life keeps looking at us and being like, nah.
Yeah, no.
You won't, you motherfuckers.
Yeah, you've been sick. I am still disabled, turns out.
Right,
And that's only getting worse, so.
And then I had, like, just a ridiculous amount of overtime at work as soon as I got over being sick, so.
Yep.
And now you're going on a trip.
Now I'm going on a trip. I mean, we're gonna get one of these out there before I go on the trip, and then we'll record one when I get back from the trip, I bet.
Yeah. That sounds
it'll be fine, but you know, it's slower than we hope. But we have a good base.
We've got a good base. I think we're gonna cement the last piece of the base tonight, and then I think after that the big thing will be the playbooks, and then it'll just be like, as I'm writing out the book, we'll need to go in and like, oh, you know, this thing that sounded cool when we talked about it, like actually writing it out, we need to figure out how this actually works, that kind of
thing. Yeah, and then like once we start playing it, like we're going to run into a million things that we're going to have to revise.
Right, so. Totally. We're going to do some kind of play test or something.
Yeah. Are we gonna run any private ones before we start releasing podcast?
I
don't feel like we should.
Yeah, I think I floated this idea once of like, maybe do it on, like, the $10 tier as, like,
here's
a one-shot just to make sure the basic idea works before we launch into a long-term campaign.
The thing is, I think we have made a game that is difficult to one-shot.
I think there's elements of it that would be difficult to one-shot, but I think you could probably do a small region in a one-shot.
That's probably true. We'll find out.
Yeah. Something I've been thinking about, and I don't know if this is something we have a solution for tonight, is, like, really hammering out, like, if I'm in a region and we say, okay, I play the tarot card that says you need, you know, again, just to use an example we floated, like, oh, it's the tower, so we have to find three quarries to, like, show where the stone comes from or whatever, right? What's to stop players from being like, okay, I'd like to move to a new square, it's a quarry. Now move to a new square, it's a quarry. Now move to a new square, it's a quarry. Now I'd like to go into the tower, please. Like, I want, like, more open-ended exploration than just bang, like, checking off the list. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, that's probably where some of the player quests come into play, right?
That's definitely part of it. I do feel like there maybe needs to be some, like, some limiter on, like, well, you can't just... Because if you decide you don't care about the player quests, right, then, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I mean,
There should be room, there should be a way for the game to kind of force you to do more exploring than the bare minimum, you know?
Yeah.
And kind of adjacent to that, I was thinking of, like, how do you, and this is, again, a down the road problem, but, like, if I'm running around in Elden Ring exploring, a fucking bird monster might drop out of the sky and attack me, you know?
Yeah.
And currently, with the rules as written, we don't really have something along those lines, you know?
Yeah. That's true, I suppose.
Just a thing to think about. It's not, yeah, anything
that does
urgent.
Seem like the, here's the thing I'm going to drop on you this week.
Okay.
Prep type thing, right? Like, maybe that's part of, like, I don't know. Maybe,
I just think the GM could, like, prep encounters to, like, ambush players with as you go.
Right, yeah.
I could see that being the form that solution takes. Yeah.
Because, like, we've talked about how this is already, like, prep light, right? Like, there's very little room to prep.
Right, it's very improvisational, right?
Yeah, which, so maybe this is the, like, you should have XYZ number of guys ready to go. Or you should deploy X number of obstacles. They should take this form or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see something along those lines. I forget how much, because again, it's been a little bit since we recorded one of these, so I forget how much we've talked about off mic versus on, but we were talking about, like, when you start a new region, maybe as part of, again, the prep side of it, the GM gets, like, say, a 3-sentence overview of what this region is. So the players can't just throw, like, anything onto the map. It has to kind of fit with the, like, big picture idea that the GM has given them, you know.
I think that's come up on the podcast on already. I think we have that on here.